Okay, he wants to know more about Ben Brown. You know, now he was your great grandfather.
My great grandfather.
Your great grandfather, and you mentioned the fact that he was well respected.
Yes.
Uh huh. And maybe some reasons why, or you know.
Well, you see, I don't exactly. I never got to even see him.
Oh, he was dead before you were born.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that, yeah.
No.
Uh-huh.
I knew him, well, I always feel like he belonged so much to my father because he was Dad's idol.
Oh, uh-huh.
Oh, if Grandpa Brown had said, or dead, or no, and if somebody said he, I remember a time or two, someone said, well, you're sure a lot like your Grandpa Brown. Oh, you could just see him.
Oh,
that was
uh-huh.
the biggest compliment that could be paid to him, really,
uh-huh.
because
he
just thought Grandpa Brown and...
I see. Uh-huh. So, what kind of man was your father? A gentleman?
My father?
Uh-huh. Or your grand... Yeah, that's who you're talking about, yeah. Because
no,
he's the one that respected... Okay.
That
respected...
Arch Conley.
Uh-huh, Arch Conley was yours.
And, oh yes... Of course, he was had been raised, you know, you respect your elders and you
mm-hmm.
grandparents and all this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I always had the feeling, he didn't ever say it, or, of course, but that he respected all of them, but Grandpa Brown was different.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You just knew that, yeah, that was the person he wanted to be like.
I see. Uh-huh. Well, that's nice, yeah.
But he, well, you see, he was the one that, I haven't gone through some of that for quite a while, but anyway, in the diary that he wrote,
mm-hmm.
He was the one that was chosen to do several things. He headed the group for two or three different reasons. He was appointed the judge of the group of, you know, when they tried the couple that was wanting to get a divorce.
Oh, I didn't know about that. Do you have anything stories about that?
Well, I just know that they held a court, and then he asked for, anyway, overnight or two nights, what overnight I think it was, that he could ponder it, namely give verdict. And his verdict was to the effect that they would just have to continue living together and get along the best they could because, you see, their houses and the food and all of that, there just wasn't enough to break it all up.
Oh,
he didn't put it in, he had different words for it.
Mm-hmm.
And but anyway, that's the, of course, if you want something on him, see if it's me to cooperate with him here. My eyes give me a lot of trouble, too. I think I haven't moved that. This is the, I think, he kept a good deal of it as they were crossing the country, the plains, some call it, and, you know, but coming
mm-hmm.
out here.
Uh-huh.
And, he had started it at that time, and that's where, when he wrote a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they got here,
there's a lot to that. Okay, because that's another question he asked was, did you know, what do you know about his diary? Which you have his diary.
I have his diary.
Yeah, right.
And the Historic Society sells.
They still have these?
I thought they.
They probably do. I need to get one. I really do, because You hear a lot about Ben Brown, but you don't know. To read this would really give you a lot better picture of him.
Yes, and the times and sort of.
So I'll see if I can get one.
Let's see, and I have pictures, but I don't.
Yeah, that's the other thing that we were asking, if there's some pictures you'd like to share that we could copy and then, you know, bring back, I mean, return to you, because you can copy them now without any damage to
Dale
them, you know.
Dale's always
doing that,
yeah.
Okay, so maybe we get some pictures from you or from Dale, too. Yeah.
I don't know how many he has. I think I have, if I could be real sure with that.
Yeah, okay. So there'll be a way to get a hold of them. Yeah,
but I don't know that how many of the pictures. When eventually, though, I probably will have them all moved. Because I'll take this and I'll take that at some other time when I won't get it done quite as fast as I would if I could drive and get.
No, the stuff that you want to take, yeah. So you've got, yeah, I can understand that. It takes time to get stuff moved. And think what you really want.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course, as long as Cecil keeps, of course, I own the trailer or the mobile here.
I see.
And but Cecil owns the land.
Oh,
I
see. Yeah.
Vernon and I.
Yeah. But as long as he's here, he'll be here probably. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Or Phyllis. Will.
Yeah.
Of course, Dale's the one that we give things to. They'll run this off. He's the one that's learned how to take one thing off and put it on something else.
Oh, uh-huh, yeah.
Like he came up with a whole bunch of pictures that a cousin is that had taken the night of the parade.
Oh, uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah. So that's neat, yeah. So he has that sort of stuff too. Well, we could maybe get some pictures from him or talk to you again or you know, get the pictures, but let me go ahead and get some of these questions.
Just let me know what kind of,
what kind of things you want, okay. And I'll write down, figure out what we want. Okay, we talked about the Conleys a little bit. Is there anything, I can't remember what you said, isn't that awful? I should have.
No, it isn't, and because you've been doing several of these, haven't you?
Right, So, can you think anything else, remember anything else about the Conleys you'd like to...
I don't even know what I told you before.
I don't know either. I know that you talked about the house, what was it, the Conley house or palace. And one thing you wanted to know, you said more detail about the house, because you said it was a lovely home. And the use of the ballroom and the toys and the carpentry and grandma's rules. So if you'd like to talk about that... That might be more a better idea, give you an idea about when you went over to the house and the palace, as you called it.
To me.
Yeah, it was.
It's one of the largest homes in Cove.
Mm-hmm.
No, there, as you go into Cove, if you go clear, you know, as you drive across the valley and then go up there and then turn and go into Cove, there are two, maybe three houses along there that were built maybe near the same time, but they don't have quite the same look from the outside, but they are, you know, they were some of the early ones that moved in there. They had good-sized families, so most of them had good-sized homes.
Right. And where was the Conley one located?
The right. Well, let's see. Do you know where any of the Conleys live over there?
I know where Mary Jane lives. Johnson lives.
Oh, well, that's the place.
That is the house. The one she lives in is the original Conley home. I mean the big
I
one
guess
that you called.
Don't
to.
Put original.
Original,
there.
The Conley home.
Because I'm not positive.
Yeah, that's the house you went to though as a child.
Yes.
Okay. So that this is the house you're talking about.
Grandma's
okay.
house.
Okay.
Oh, I'm glad you found that out so that you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's down that road. Okay. You said there was a ballroom at the on the top
well,
floor.
Yes, they always called it the ballroom. Uh-huh. Us kids called it the playroom because that's where they, for that time, why, you know, the ones that would be going to the dances and the, and I didn't know it, but one of the, of been a son of A.B. Conley's,
mm-hmm.
also, he had built a house out here close to where the Hammond, not, is Hammond their name now? Out here in the valley, on the road comes in from Cove to LaGrande.
Oh, okay.
Why, there's a good-sized house there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out not very long ago that down on the sideward roads from there was where Ed Conley had built. This all came from the fact that both of them had large rooms in that were, well, some of them called it the ballroom and some had another name. But they did. You see, they didn't have as many public places.
Yeah, I see. So they would build a ballroom up
they
where people could come and dance and socialize.
Yes.
I see. Oh, uh-huh. That makes sense.
Today,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they'd also be interested. It was something you could have for them to have right there
mm-hmm.
and in their homes, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was a good big room.
Uh-huh. And so you used it as a playroom. They used it as a playroom
that,
when you were a child.
Well, that, mm-hmm. by that time, yes, mm-hmm. there were enough food.
Mm-hmm.
They had playthings, toys, not toys, things, because it was even for larger. I can remember, well, they had a table and two or three chairs and all. So we could have tea parties and
mm-hmm.
anything you could think of.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds mm-hmm. like it was fun, though, to go up there. And was that a treat to go? It was
oh,
a
yeah.
treat for you to be able to go over there and go up there and play.
And the most interesting stairs that I have ever gone up and down. Now, Roy Lay was a carpenter in Cove. And he built both of those houses. But and then they the ballroom was upstairs.
Oh.
Uh huh. It was half of the upstairs. I think it would have been about half of the upstairs.
I see. Uh-huh.
And then there were well, it was on one end, and then there was. Because it was Aunt Duke's bedroom. That was Grandma Conley's sister. She was a maiden lady.
Oh.
She took care of her parents, the Browns and all. And,
mm-hmm.
and evidently didn't find the right man. The right man didn't find her.
Oh.
He was a loser because she, you know, kind of a family pet.
Oh, I see. She was a neat lady then, real, you know, mm-hmm. my lady.
Yes. But this, what I started to tell you about were these, the steps that went upstairs,
mm-hmm.
they were wide like this, not a, well, it was just the walls on each side because that was the way that it worked out, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, they were, but you only the step was only about so high.
So
even we kids could just get up there.
Oh,
of
they weren't steep. They were they were very nice steps.
Yes. Uh-huh. See, and we lived in an older house than this one that they had built and after they'd lost two with fires.
Oh.
But, yeah, well, we played on those stairs a lot.
Oh, really? You played on them? They were shallow. They were
so
gradual enough that you could play.
Uh-huh. And well, we'd just do different things.
Mm-hmm.
We had good imaginations. We should have had because Aunt Rene and you know, some of them got us started and always could imagine things.
Oh yeah. And so you played with your brothers and sisters or cousins?
I had No, my brother was 11 years older than I.
Oh, so he didn't play with you.
Oh, no.
No.
He looked down his nose at us like that. But my sister was 4 years younger than I, and we did. And we had cousins that would be there at the same time. And well, yes, because you always went to Grandma's house, Grandma and Grandpa's, holidays and such things.
Mm-hmm.
That was... It was a, I was getting up, well, I don't know just how old, but enough to, I can remember that they, that was Christmas, and, well, that was really about Thanksgiving, though, because I remember we went, we bought, we were trying out a Chevrolet enclosed,
oh.
My folks
mm-hmm.
were,
mm-hmm.
and, now, whether it was Thanksgiving or Christmas, I think it was Thanksgiving time that we crossed the valley because we were living in La Grande that particular time. My dad would farm all of the time, but we lived in town in La Grande, so
oh.
us kids
mm-hmm.
could, us two girls, mm-hmm. could go to school.
Oh, I see. So you went to school mostly in La Grande, or quite a bit of the time?
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, practically all of the time. I went my sophomore year in Union, and the folks stayed on the farm. The Depression was beginning
yeah.
to
mm-hmm.
change a lot of things.
I bet.
Mm-hmm. And now what there was, something else I was going to say there. I was 16, I guess, 15, because I drove my sis and I to Union to school the year we went there.
Oh.
And from then on, I drove my dad everywhere because he hated to drive a car.
Oh, he did? Oh.
Oh, yes, a horse knew where to go, and the horse, you could... You know, just tell him to get up and all this and that. He liked the
horses. He liked yeah,
horses much better than the car.
How did you get a license to drive the car?
Oh, you just sent in for one. At that time, you just wrote in. And my father lied and said I was 16, and I wasn't quite 16. I was before long. So for years and years, I'm not sure, but what my driver's license always had me a year old.
Oh, uh-huh.
And that, you know, that was one of the funniest things because my dad was a stickler for you told the truth,
oh,
don't
mm-hmm.
you? Did what? But that didn't fit into anything he needed, so. And I certainly was an inexperienced driver. When I started out by myself because Dad mm-hmm. didn't like to drive. And so he took me out of the kitchen, I know, a lot of times when my mother needed me a whole lot more than he did to drive him into La Grande to get a spare part even. Because he could have done it.
But he wouldn't do it.
He didn't like
he
to.
He didn't like to. But he knew, he taught you to drive then, sort of.
He spent the whole summer.
Mm-hmm.
They did, the folks. There weren't very many trips made to La Grande, but I didn't do the driving because they were determined that since I'd be driving us girls mm-hmm. to school, I was going to know how to do it.
I see. So mm-hmm.
And you know the kind of roads they had then. Washboard, I think was what they called them.
Called them rough and narrow, probably.
Well, yes, it's the same road as the main road to Cove now.
Oh, really? It is the same road, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
But it just, they've improved it.
They have improved it somewhat, yes.
Oh, dear. So that's interesting. So you were the chauffeur for the family. Your mother didn't drive.
Oh, my mother drove.
Oh, she drove too. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But for that particular summer, uh-huh. why, and sometimes, I would drive instead of her, even after I had gotten my license and drove them all. If she was tired or something, you know. You know, kids, 16, 17. Yeah. Isn't any trouble to get them to do the driving.
They want to do the driving, don't they? Get the experience.
Yeah.
So that's very interesting, you know, to have, to choose his daughter to be the chauffeur, basically. But that's nice.
Well, he didn't learn to drive. And then, of course, my sister was 4 years younger than I.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time that, well, almost the time I was married, she got rid of me, well, then she got to do all the driving.
She was a driver then. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was fine with her, probably.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Of course, she ended up doing most of her driving. That is, after she married, they lived in Seattle and in that area.
She really learned to drive there in traffic then. Yeah.
Although she said that it was actually harder to drive than for them to come back here in LeGrand and drive than it was up there.
Well, for heaven's sake.
Well, it's what you get used to.
Yeah,
right,
it is what you get used to. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, right. So now you talked about a fire. The fire in Cove, was there a big fire in Cove?
Cove, there is. Been at least two and maybe three. Cove has been practically wiped out with fires.
Hmm.
Two or three times.
Is that right?
I can't tell you exactly, but I do.
But you were out there, you saw that when it was on when it was burning, you didn't see, you just heard about it.
Yes,
yeah.
We live 2 miles out of Cove.
Uh-huh.
And no, we didn't go or see them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
they got word around really rapidly, though, because we had those crank phones, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you could hear them on, there was more than one line, but yet, well, I don't know, but when they would ring, you see it went into several homes. Because
mm-hmm.
I know that was. There was one lady that they swore up and down that she had to just sit right by that telephone all day long. Because she... And then Mrs. Martin was the lady's name who was the operator in that time.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that there were several people. Some of them said she was always listening in. And she said, I have to listen in. I have to at least find out who's on the line, because some of them call back and say, why did so-and-so, what time was I supposed to go and meet them and this and that? So
she just listened.
She just listened.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I don't know if she needed to as much as she did. That wasn't the question. But she did.
She did listen. I think that people had a tendency to do that.
Oh, yes, you know. You'd hear
all sorts of things.
That's where you got the news around.
That's right, yeah. That's
and isn't it funny? Our ring was two longs and a short.
Mm-hmm.
And if I hear anything like it, why, it just flashes through my mind.
Of,
so
of your telephone. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I learned. Because when we were first married, that we had that kind of phone too,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that was and it was fun in a way, you know. But you didn't say anything you didn't want everybody to know.
No,
ever. So you learned to keep your now.
And then mm-hmm. in the summertime, at least, there was a line ring because you see a fire started. Any place why they needed all the men to come and help fight the fire.
Oh, so if it rang that way, then they knew that there was a problem?
It's an emergency.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? How would it ring? Just a steady long ring? Or a certain signal?
No, it was a certain
signal.
Mm-hmm. It was, I think they called it the line ring, or mm-hmm. I don't know.
There was something.
No, I thought I'd always... Two longs and a short, that was our home phone ring.
Hmm. so they probably had.
So this other was, but it wasn't, wouldn't have been a long run. Maybe it was just two longs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just a break between.
Between them.
Something like that.
So they knew that there was an emergency. Mm-hmm. Which, that would be a good way to signal everybody.
Well, yes, because lots of them, most, or lot, well, most of them, I think, had cars. You know, private mm-hmm. cars when, by the time that I was old enough to drive.
Now, he wanted you to talk about the family gatherings, you know, the, like, you know, your food, the places that you had your family gatherings. You've already mentioned grandmothers, but grandmas. But the food that you had, the kind of food you had, the gifts, you know, the clothing, what you talked about, you know. So you can just think about those.
Well, they had a loaded table, I can tell you that, because if we went to grandma's and grandpa's, they furnished a big part of the meal.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't as, and then I know my mother was always baking pies, and oh, it was quite thrilling when you got old enough that your mother thought you baked cakes that she, you know.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Remember, you got to, when
you
I got to
learn how to, you got cake. To do it.
Mm-hmm. And it was the burnt sugar, they called it, burnt sugar cake.
Ooh, sounds good.
Brown. It wasn't made with brown sugar. You burnt, melted. They didn't. And then its name, though, was burnt sugar
mm-hmm.
when they made the cake.
Oh, that was good.
It was very good. You couldn't eat it nowadays, so it would make us fat.
I'll bet.
Because it was iced with the same, some of that
mm-hmm.
Brown sugar.
Uh-huh. Oh, interesting, yeah.
That was one of the things that, you know, and I made them even after that. Then I quit, because that's the only thing they want me to take some places, like to the church, because they had never, most of those people had never tasted it.
Oh, I see. So it was a special, specialty. Mm-hmm.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
And this Aunt Dude. And Aunt Effie said one time, she asked, she said, "Where did you ever get that name of Aunt Dude?"
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, when they were little girls, see, there had only been the five in the family,
mm-hmm.
and the girls played together.
Yeah.
They all happened to be girls. They didn't have to put up with that pesky little brother.
Oh.
But anyway, when they'd played, Effie said that she'd ask Aunt Dude, she said, "Where'd you ever get this nickname of Dude?" Because
mm-hmm.
her name, she was named after her mother, and her name was Frances, she said.
Oh, yeah.
But, so,
difference, no?
Mm-hmm. But I never heard it. I think I heard it called somebody, you know, not right in fact. But even other people, friends, called her Duke, so everybody did.
Mm-hmm.
And but Aunt Effie asked her, said, "Where did you ever get that name of Duke?" She said, "Well, when they were little and the little girls would, you know, play house and have their dolls and this and that, and she was always Mrs. Duke. That's the name she chose."
Oh, I see.
So that's where the Duke came from,
Duke.
And it stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't ever, and if it's just, none of them seemed to know where she ever got the idea of it, you know.
Mm-hmm. But she kind of named herself in a way, yeah.
Anyway.
So then she was Dute, and a
she
D?
Was always Dute.
And ends with a T, like Dute?
D-U-E-T,
assume it would be, yeah. How interesting.
Well, I thought it was,
yeah,
I know
neat,
that.
But she was lots of fun, this Aunt Dute. You said you enjoyed her.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes, she was.
Uh-huh.
But then they weren't one of these real stern
oh.
families.
Oh, uh-huh.
No. they were serious people about what they were doing and what they, well, you know that they'd have to have been to have gotten themselves across all those miles and mm-hmm. and building houses and they had come from England, you see.
Mm-hmm. This was your grandmother's family. Mm-hmm. And now what was her maiden name? What was their names?
Now wait till I get the family straightened out.
Yeah.
Now Brown was one of them. I hadn't thought about the genealogy.
Oh, okay. Well, don't worry about it.
I can't think of it. And then we've had so many since that.
Right. So don't worry about that. I just thought maybe you could remember what they're like.
Oh, I could if I'd stop and think.
Think about it. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, you asked me about if I had a picture. Now, where would I put that? Because I thought the other day. It is one of the things. See, I said, they lived in the house on Adams where the house is gone now. It's as you come down the back street, you turn, you come right into that corner. Yes, on the corner. The house is not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It was sold and moved, and I don't even know where it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's where the family, your grandmother's family lived.
That's where the Conleys lived.
Where
A.B. and...
Oh, I didn't realize that they lived in LeGrand. Oh.
After they retired and left the farm, when then they bought this house.
Oh, I see. And lived in LeGrand. So Aunt Dude stayed with them?
Now, no.
Oh, she
Aunt
didn't.
Dude was the Brown. She was from the Brown family, and the others were from the Conley family.
I see. Yeah. Okay. Okay, we'll get that. So that makes it straight. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I
know I didn't give it to you very clearly.
No, that's all right. Yeah, I got
you know, I know, so you should.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't always work that way, does it? No. Something else he was interested in was the Clydesdale horses. You talked about your grandfather getting the Clydesdale horses and the Chester White pigs, and he said he'd never heard of Chester White pigs.
Well, tell him to go to the county fair or the, where is it they would have more.
State Fair?
Well, they'd have plenty of them. But they were around here at Chester White.
Ah. Did they go to the stock show in Union?
Dad was one of them that helped organize and start. Yeah. My dad.
Uh-huh. Oh, really? Yeah. They got that going in Union then?
Yes.
Oh. And so it's always been a stock show with people taking their animals in.
Yes.
To show and to be judged.
He showed Chester White pigs, and he also bought, very near, I wouldn't say that he bought the first Clydesdale horses either in here, but because I don't know, but I do know that he would show those Clydesdale horses at the Union.
Mm-hmm.
I know he did that.
Mm-hmm. Right. They're beautiful horses.
Oh, yes. In fact, others. And Vernon, his dad preferred the lighter horse, he didn't like those big feet on the Clydesdales. That's part of what made a Clydesdale look so pretty, because they had those long golden type white hair around their feet and all. Mm-hmm. In fact, I thought every other horse was ugly and for the longest time. My dad had Clydesdales, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You know how kids
Sure. And he farmed with them, of course.
Yes, but I cannot remember when they used just horses to do the farming.
Mm.
Dad used to get kind of put out with the kids, younger ones, his son and brother and so on and so forth. Always happened to have the newest thing that was out. But he got so he didn't mention that, you know, because mother'd say, well, now, who was it that had to have a new he bought a Caterpillar, you know, one of those with the tracks around on.
Mm-hmm.
And you certainly thought that you had to have that, you should have it, it was newer, it would do more of this and more of that, and oh, she just, so, that's where I found out that he'd bought the first Caterpillar over there. And
oh, why is that?
It was because she would throw it up to him every once in a while.
Oh dear, isn't that funny? Yeah. Let's see. Did you work in 4-H? You were active in 4-H? What did you do in 4-H?
I didn't do much.
Oh, uh-huh.
Now, the rest of the... Vernon was the one.
Oh,
and
uh-huh.
It's just what I helped him. I took kids here and I took kids there. I wasn't the actual leader of it, but I put in a lot of time in it. He wanted the kids to be in 4-H work. And sometimes he had to farm. So then I'd load kids up and take off for whatever it was that they were wanting to attend.
Mm-hmm. So you were the chauffeur.
Phyllis stayed in just in 4-H work. She had a pig. Anyway, she stayed in just long enough. She was didn't like the animals.
Yeah, I think just because you grew up on a farm doesn't mean you love animals or want to do all that stuff. No.
No.
Some of them do and some of them don't. Yeah, I can see that.
And neither Phyllis or I ever weren't fond of horses or of animals to that point.
Yeah. You didn't ride a lot or do a lot of stuff like that, yeah.
Neither one of us ever did. We would have girlfriends come out from Le Grand, because that's the only place she went to school. And, of course, they were thrilled to death to get to ride the horses.
Oh, sure. Of course. It was a treat for them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
She was kind of the same way. She didn't like them. They met her 90.
Oh, dear. Okay, I got the Christian church, the original Christian church building. And that he wanted a little bit more about the buildings, both buildings, the old one and the new one, and the activities, some of the things that you did there. You know, can you describe any of those kind of things? Remember and describe those.
Well, let's see. The first, and I don't know there was any building. There were some little buildings or... they met in it was across from the on Washington or someplace. I've got that written down, but I
can't remember.
Well, because I don't want to say anything or that isn't absolutely fact.
But your memories, may not be exactly right, but they're memories that you have.
Well.
Which might be different than somebody else's memory. And you're both right. So I just, because I remember the old Christian church when Walt and I were first married.
Oh.
That was there on...
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the cross street?
About 7th Street. Yeah.
So.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And that's where you went to church for a long time?
Or did until you we moved to the new one.
Until you moved to
we
the new
came,
one.
We came, you see, we were living in Le Grand, in town, during the school year.
I see.
School, and so Yes, from the minute that we got, or so we could. I don't think that we went too much until we started spending the winters in the Grand.
Yeah, that makes sense. Then you went to church, yeah. Went to that church.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we've always... In fact, my mother went as a girl.
Oh, she did?
She and well, her mother was from the Golden family, and they were the original Golden Girls.
Oh, they were the Golden Girls. How interesting. How many girls were Golden Girls were there, sisters and stuff? You're with your mom.
Oh, it was Aunt Rady and Aunt Zoe. Mother, they... I just think there's another one. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, Aunt Rady. Mm-hmm. Yes,
five girls, so they were.
And did I say Zoe?
I don't remember Zoe. Uh-uh.
All right, and there were six, that sounds... Yeah. And then at least two brothers. Or I didn't know the brothers as well. They left the valley. And they
But the girls were still good friends. They still stayed close. But
well,
sisters,
more so. Uh-huh. Or we'd come back to visit Grandma.
Mm-hmm. So these sisters were all fairly close in age, and they did things together.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Probably attractive ladies, girls too, weren't they?
Well, yes. Mm-hmm. Aunt Zoe, Grandma moved to Corvallis for a year or two. Aunt Zoe went to college down there and came back. And well, she taught school for a few years until she married and started raising her family. And
So she got a college education. Is that the reason your grandmother moved down there, was so she could get
She moved to Corvallis, so because then her son was also, and still the war interrupted his education.
This was a way to get the kids through college, was to move down there. Well, that's a good idea. Yeah. So she was willing to do that for her children to
Get
them educated. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Education was very important.
Oh, okay.
There was never, I don't know, she just put a great deal of value.
Which is good. It's a good place for it. Uh-huh. Now, you went to business school when you got out of high school? No, you just went to work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I had, what's her name? Hayes, what's her last name? She was Miss Hayes, Mrs. Hayes. Can't think what her first name was. We didn't ever call teachers by their first names.
Ever.
And I didn't... Well, the first work I ever did was volunteer in the library, the city library.
Oh, uh-huh.
We lived next door.
Oh.
To one of the gals that worked there. And so she got me interested in it. Mm-hmm. So I went there. But, I got married too young
to really work.
To do a lot, yes.
Mm-hmm. So you were married very soon after you graduated from high school?
Yeah, it was. I was 19 when I was married.
Mm.
And 20 when Phyllis was born, so I just...
You started your family right off. Right
off.
Uh-huh. Okay, so then you didn't really work. You took some business courses.
Yes, I volunteered in the church office for a long while, and then, of course, I was paid for it after, what was after Vernon died, I guess.
Mm.
I can't just remember.
Yeah.
before I went to work as the church secretary.
Okay, I remember you working there. You got your license just by sending it in. He asked about details about...
And it cost a dollar.
It cost a whole dollar. Okay. That was pretty cheap, wasn't it? And about your traveling, you talked about that. You're gassing up the cars. Did you gas them up on the ranch or on the farm, or did you go into the old gas stations? And
no. And it was legal to do it. I'm sure they had it delivered. Mm-hmm. You know, the gas. Dad had big barrels out there to operate the farm, and then the cars got to
got the gas out there. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Let's see. Do you have any more information? You talked a little bit about the Union Cove train that went by that you had to look out the windows. Would you like to talk about the size of it or how it looked and the warning system? And
I, of course, I had to have a regular engine.
Mm-hmm.
And usually about ordinary times, because that's how they got the mail into Cold, you see, from Union.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And then, well, for a while, just before we moved off the ranch, they got so that, they was doing it differently. We always had it was delivered. The mail was delivered to our homes. Those of us that lived between Union and Cove, they had a regular route.
Oh, uh-huh.
I suppose as they took the mail from Union to Cove,
mm-hmm.
because we didn't have, I can remember when we didn't have it left right there. We had to go to Cove to get it.
You had to go to Cove and get it, yeah.
And of course, the only sensible thing was to just go ahead and make it a route because it was going right by anyway. Uh-huh. So
they started stopping at all the houses along there and leaving the mail. Mm-hmm. Well, that was a good idea.
So we got it we got it the day sooner.
I'll bet you did, yeah. So that was. So you could hear the train coming, then you knew the mail was coming.
Well, it didn't. It was at a certain time because it kind of went a regular time.
Oh, I see.
We would have to go upstairs where we could look out over the place in case the engine on the train had started a fire, which it had done at times. You know,
oh, is
but
that
if
right?
it did,
uh-huh. if it did.
And then if it did, while we started ringing this, we had a big dinner bell up on a pole, you know, and we'd dash for that, and if the men would hear it, you see, then they'd come rushing in and take care of the fire.
Take care of the fire, so that was, so you were the warning, you girls were the warning.
Yes, we had to go upstairs.
That was one of your jobs, was to watch for that. And it had, was it a coal fire? Did they use coal or wood in the engine, do you know?
I haven't any idea.
Any idea, yeah. Well, did it have passengers on that train?
Not regular passengers. Uh-huh. Sometimes someone that would want to go in, I don't know. We had a woman that worked for us one summer, and she'd hurry and get the dinner dishes off. And dinner was at 12.
Oh, okay.
At 12 o'clock. And when you work for Dad, you better be there.
Because
when the women have got, you know, spent all morning cooking, you'd be there on time to eat.
Oh, so you didn't finish a job. The men didn't. They came in to eat at 12
they
o'clock.
They came in at 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there was probably a big meal for them, too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. During cane and harvest, they would. Other times, we, then it got so by the time I had to help Mother more, mm-hmm. why the yeah, but I can't think how many we used to feed during the heavy times, you know, the harvest. And I know we had a good sized, you know, dining room table like we used to have, and I don't know how many you could feed it. And they'd stretch it out.
So you had, you fed quite a few people then, when you had them working there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when we first started, or when I first had any connection with it, I don't know. There would be this great big long table that made it out, mm-hmm. put all the leaves into it.
Ah, yeah. So it holds.
Mm-hmm. So it held a lot.
Yeah. And there's a lot of food for them too. Your mother must have cooked a lot. Yeah.
She even had. If he could get someone that was good, both the husband and the wife, it fit in. And we had the same couple, one of the Faults from Cole, that worked for the folks several summers.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd stay there too.
Oh, they stayed at the house too?
Yes, because there's room.
Mm-hmm.
I had a room upstairs. Well, Cleo had one too when she wasn't in with mine, because she didn't like to sleep alone.
Oh.
And then I got too big. I just did not want to be bothered with her, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. 4 years is quite a difference of age.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So then you helped with the cooking, of course, and the.
Yes, but we often had, the wife helped Mother cook, and the husband then worked in the
fields.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that was a good arrangement for both of them. Yeah, helped your mom some, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a lot of work to cooking that much food.
And it was different than kind of foods than they have now. You didn't buy any that was frozen, you didn't do this, you had. And here you were trying to can for next winter and feeding the next crew and next summer.
If you had chicken, you had to go kill the chickens and
clean. I thought I was so smart when I could got so I could chop that chicken's head off. Why? And it didn't bother me a bit.
Oh, it didn't? Oh,
oh no.
Yeah, it's just the way you got your food, huh? Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
I found out one day that I could do it.
Yeah.
I don't know how come that, you know, his mother could always chop that chicken's head off. She never would wring their necks, but she would chop their
heads. Chop their heads. Yeah, right. And then clean them. Yeah, clean them and draw them. And
yeah.
Get them all ready.
Pick
so
them. Oh,
pick
with
them?
That picking them.
Yeah.
She used, you know, I hadn't thought about it. At least not for a long time, but because we do it, Mother, you know, just, I don't know how come I got interested and thought I was going to show them I could chop that chicken's head off.
Sounds to me like you weren't a real, shall I say, you pretty much do anything, right? I mean, that you wanted to do. You weren't,
Yes.
You weren't a real shy little retiring person.
Oh, no. No, I never was. I think they had more trouble shutting me up than.
Well, that's good.
I always liked to do things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, there's difference in people. They are. Uh-huh. If there's a chance to do it, you're going to do it. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
My mother was that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she was as deliberate about it. Only mother, she could hitch the horse up
oh.
and drive
mm-hmm.
and I guess when she was young, she rode.
Mm-hmm. No, they... You just took care of things, right?
Well, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you think about that. I think about my mom, and she just did everything she did. She could do it.
She was there, and you just did it.
And you just did it, and you didn't think much about it, and you just did it, yeah.
And yet I know I had it easier than a lot of them did.
Mm-hmm. Did you milk cows?
No.
No, you never milked cows.
My mother did.
Your mother did? Oh.
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, Dad had had rheumatoid arthritis. No. Mm-hmm. He had rheumatism as a child.
Oh, uh-huh.
And his hands were very stiff.
Mm-hmm.
And if they got a good... This was after they just had a cow out on Cove Avenue when they lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And Mother wouldn't let Dad milk that cow because he said you'd dry him up in no time. You see, his hands were so stiff he couldn't milk and dry.
Uh-huh. So your mother milked the cow then, yeah.
Well, uh-huh. They only had one or two.
Yeah, uh-huh. Just enough for their own
and
use.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sold a little cream or uh-huh. milk to the neighbors or some such thing.
Yeah, right. So, yeah. So... Things were, I mean, it wasn't easy, but you just did the things that needed to be done.
Well, and I, even after I was married,
mm-hmm.
Vernon's, the women in the Gackler family, as you probably know, mm-hmm. did not do outside work or...
Nope. And it came down to my generation, too. You know, Walt, mm-hmm. I had to beg him to drive a wheat truck, you know.
Oh.
And never, I had never run a tractor in my life. I have no idea how to start a tractor.
Well, I didn't do the tractor
uh-huh.
there
uh-huh.
Either, but then mm-hmm. I hauled a good deal of grain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of the time, from you know where we lived, was then we took it to Union.
Oh, uh-huh.
But every once in a while, why there'd be for some reason or another that they had all they could take care of in Union, and we have to. Take a dial in the city, you know how
mm-hmm.
all that
mm-hmm. is. Yeah, right. So, no, the women just, they did their share and they worked, but they didn't work out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was, you know, interesting. I didn't mind.
No. Well, I'm...
And I'm sure you didn't either.
No,
you had
not a bit.
Plenty to do. I mean, you did the chores in the house.
I drove grain trucks some.
Did you?
Uh-huh. Not as much as some of the women did, but
yeah.
I did. I always knew that if somebody had to run and do it in a hurry, that I could do it.
You could do it, yeah. Right. You take care of it, right. So.
Well, mm-hmm. I always like to drive a car and the trucks. Mm-hmm. I like to drive
you like
the
to
trucks
do that.
Even.
Yeah. See, there was one question and I can't remember. She said, who is the man who has details, about barn and nails used and stuff? Did we mention?
Okay. Uh-huh.
You can remember that. Good.
It was Cecil that was telling it.
Oh, uh-huh.
And that maybe I repeated it. Because he was, they had one of the family reunions up there at Charlie's.
Martha and Dix?
Did they live on the home place a while?
The Gekra place?
Uh-huh, the first place off of the Union Highway.
Yeah, over the railroad track. Dick and Martha bought that from the Gekras. Aunt Lene Gekra.
Lene.
Yeah, from Lene, yeah. Uh-huh. And they lived there, right. We had that reunion there.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And he was talking about
that. And, the men were out, I don't know, looking around, and I suppose somebody mentioned about the, what was it, square nails
mm-hmm.
in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess Cecil, he was probably where the men were listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
He was more apt to do it. And he's the one that always tells and asks them if they've all stopped and looked at those, you know,
mm-hmm.
square.
The square nails.
Square nails.
Yeah. Right.
Had a those in a... You remember the when we used to have play dishes, or it wasn't dishes, it was the cooking part. It was a little, like a loaf pan.
Oh, yeah, the little tiny loaf pan. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I know we hate... That's what somebody, Vernon, had picked up, I guess, because it sat a certain place out in the storeroom that and had these nails in, the square nails.
Oh, I see. So it was, yeah, these...
That's what I always put the two together.
Yeah, there is this, yeah, this container that had these, no, these square nails in it. Yeah, right, so... Well, is there anything else you can think of? Oh, you didn't go to the Liberty School. It was
no.
Vernon who went to Liberty School.
Well,
that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Vernon went, and then our Dale and or Phyllis went there for 2 years, I believe it was, before they closed. And Dale went one.
1 year. Uh-huh.
So I think his was just one.
Yeah. Who was a teacher then? Do you know? Or.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness sake. They were women that... There were three sisters, I think, and they were all school teachers. Albertson was in there.
Hmm.
They, as far as I know, there you go. I think it... I don't think they ever had two teachers at the same time.
Mm, just one.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wouldn't argue with anyone.
Mm-hmm. And it was just a single room, the school itself.
Yes.
It was just a single room, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh, it was a true one-room school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now wait a minute.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm sure. Just the one room.
Mm-hmm.
That was all it was used anyway. Well, the cloakroom.
You went in. Yeah, but you went in on your coats and stuff. Yeah, right. And had a stove in it, I'm sure.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So Phyllis was happy to move to La Grande of school after she left it.
Well, after she got over the fright of so many of them.
Yeah, I imagine that was hard. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So. Because Walt and Lene went to that school too. So. But
yeah.
Merrill didn't. Walt's cousin Merrill didn't. They sent him into LeGrand by then.
Yes.
And so I guess he must have been a little younger than Dale then, probably. He was a year. No, Merrill started school. Thelma said they went into LeGrand. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So he didn't attend that. Walt loved it, but, you know, but...
Well, I think...
Mm-hmm.
How old? Let's see.
Well, Merrill was 10 years younger than I was, and so he'd be 71 now. 61!
61.
Yeah. Not that old.
Well, Phyllis...
Mm-hmm. Phyllis is a year younger than I am, I think, isn't she?
I think.
She graduated in 1950, didn't she? I think she...